This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome to the wide, wide world of crazy. I'm not talking about this radio show. I'm talking about the very world that you live in, no matter where you sit, lie, stand, run, hang. It doesn't matter. Right now, you are in the wide, wide world of crazy. The world is still being run by leftists, but we're changing that. Welcome, conservatives. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to get a hold of me this way, go tell somebody about this show. Spread the word. Tell them about our work over at theblacksphere.net. Tell them about our social media platform, teapartycommunity.org. Go tell them. Go tell them about the movie, bleedingbluemovie.com. Let them know everything you can about what we do, because what we do is going to get this world back on tilt, tilting back in the right direction, thankfully. That's what we are focused on here at the Kevin Jackson Show. I want to begin with a few updates. So here's an update for you. It's something you probably don't know based on the shutdown. This was an NBC Wall Street Journal poll, which means it's a leftist poll. And don't tell me that the Wall Street Journal is conservative, because it's not. Pelosi's negatives shot up during the government shutdown more than any politician. Now the most unpopular politician tested in the survey. Do you know what the left is reporting? Go look at the Huffington Post. Go look at any of the leftist rags. Donald Trump blinks in the shutdown. Donald Trump loses in the shutdown. Donald Trump did Pelosi what appears to be a favor by giving her this 15-day reprieve. Pelosi begged for that. She needed that. And he gave it to her. It was a concession. Trust me when I tell you, Donald Trump is not going to let us down on this wall. He's not going to let us down on comprehensive immigration reform. And for those of you who don't understand history and are continuing to wonder about this, I want to remind you, the venerable Ronaldus Magnus, that would be Ronald Reagan, let 20 million illegals into this country because he trusted the Democrats. He didn't follow up. If you think Donald Trump doesn't understand history and is going to let this happen, you're crazy. Get it out of your heads that we're losing this battle. That's what the left wants you to believe. Nancy Pelosi, the most disparaged, hated politician in this poll, based on the shutdown. If you think things are going to get any better for her in negotiating with the great negotiator, you would have to be out of your mind. You'd have to be drinking the leftist Kool-Aid. Stop drinking leftist Kool-Aid. Holy cow. I get so many emails and letters and not letters, but emails and messages, okay? Smoke signals. I get so much of this from people that don't seem to get it. You're so reactionary to what you, oh, Kevin, I saw in the war, just, some leftist rag. It's propaganda. Haven't you figured out that the majority of the news that's being presented to you is propaganda? It's stuff that they want you to believe. It's things they want you to process and, quite frankly, move it forward. Here's what I'll tell you. More people, I hate to put you guys on blast, but more people who listen to my program, you do more work promoting the nonsense of the left than you do promoting this show. I mean, it's kind of funny to me if I weren't laughing to keep from crying. I'm saying it would be funny to me if you were out there going, man, that Kevin Jackson, he's really delivering and telling people, making them feel good and all this, and you're promoting the show. If you did this once a day, I could probably negate all the negative press that's coming from MSNBC and CNN. Their audience is shrinking by day. So, we hear something, oh, I heard Donald Trump lost. Donald Trump, he caved. No, he didn't. Pelosi caved. Pelosi goes, Mr. President, we really need you to open the government. And she went in there and begged. If it weren't for my belief that the president doesn't, he's not a Bill Clinton, I tell you, Pelosi took her pillow in that Oval Office begging for Donald Trump to please do something for us. Please help me. And Chuck Schumer was right there in line waiting, too, because they got no negotiating room. And then I don't know if you guys saw this article in the great Gateway Pundit, but they're saying that think about this. How can you be against the wall when it protects so many things? And the Gateway Pundit said these guys may be on the Democrat Party may be on the take. They may be paid off by the cartels to do this. Money funneling in. Let me ask you, would it surprise you? I don't know if it's the case, just so we're clear. And for those listening, this is the Kevin Jackson Show. Don't be telling me, oh, this is a fact-based show and Kevin's the news. I'm not the news. I'm here to give you my opinion on happenings and kind of help you piece the world together based on what I think. And here's the good news. Most of the time I'm correct. But here's what I'll tell you. If the Democrats indeed, it certainly looks like the possibility exists that this could happen. It's not beyond our belief, given how crooked these people are. I can tell you, if you told me, Kevin, the Mexican cartels put $1 billion of phony money into Democratic campaigns and migrated it through the banking system or whatever, it wouldn't shock me at all. I would be like, what else is new? And here's what I'll tell you. Think about this. Why don't we clean up voter rolls? Why wouldn't we? It makes sense. People died, and I'll give you another story. In Texas, what they've done, they found 58,000 illegal voters in Texas. Doesn't sound like a whole lot when you look at the big, by the way, many, many more than that were registered, but 58,000 they've confirmed voted. And you wonder, why don't you want to clean up the voter rolls? Who in their right mind would say, and this is issue number two, who in their right mind would say, hey, listen, we got all these illegals here. Let's let them vote. Let's give them driver's license. Let's make it easy enough to vote to where we don't know the citizens from the non-citizens. Who in their right mind would ask for that in any country? You know nothing about the politics of a country. You haven't contributed enough to say grace over, and somebody just goes arbitrarily, let's let them vote. Where does that happen? Does it happen in a company? Does it happen anywhere? In your family? In your family, you've got, 14 people in the family. Somebody comes in, to visit, and they say, we're going to have a vote on what we're going to do with grandma. Okay? And the stranger you just met that you said, hey, if you happen to be in town, drop by. They're going to vote on where you put grandma. Does somebody take them in their home, or do we put grandma in an assisted living? Do you give a vote to somebody outside of your family? Of course not. How much sense does the Kevin Jackson Show, that would be me, Kevin Jackson, need to make? Talking about myself in third person. I love doing this. How much sense do I need to make before you finally go, you know what? He's right. He's right about that. I tell you what, Ted. He's right. The black guy's got his act together. Anyway, Pelosi, rated the worst. Oh, my gosh. Love this. Now, that's something you can go spread and also let them know you heard it from Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots going on. I want to give you a couple of updates. One is the, remember we talked about these Covington boys and the hatchet job the media did on them? It's shameful. Very shameful. And certain stories lose, for me, they lose a bit of energy. Because I just get so disgusted with the Covington boys is a perfect example. These are good kids wanting to save the lives of the unborn. And I know people get real scared. When you say, I want to save the lives of the unborn, it sounds rather, you know, ecclesiastic. Oh, he's talking about God and he's going to go into all this religious stuff. No, I'm just talking about common sense. Common sense. If there was a baby who was in the bushes as you're jogging by and you hear a crime, do you just run or do you stop and go, what the heck? You know, we are taught to understand. I mean, it is in our nature, folks, to be sympathetic to children. The difference, the only difference between our sympathy to children that we gladly, that we proudly display is whether or not it's inside the vessel, the carrying vessel or not. If it's inside the vessel, then it's suddenly a woman's right to choose. But when it's outside, then it's on its own. And the fact of the matter is that we all understand the duality that women can possess. And it's more, you know, in other words, mother-child relationship. And we understand she's carrying civilization in her womb. And the womb is one of these things that everybody understands is a big deal because we dudes, we don't have one. We don't have one. You would think women would understand that and have taken advantage of that over the decades. The fact that, hey, you better shut up. I'm the one that can bring you into the world. But we don't. And women have learned to dismiss it. They disparage the notion of that they carry civilization in their womb. And so, you know, anytime you bring it up, you're the weirdo, right? You want to save babies in the womb? Yeah. I want to save babies in the womb the same way I would save a baby out of the womb. And I know how you try to make it a distinction, but for example, if a mother and child were walking along the way and I shot them both, you know, they both were killed. You would certainly recognize both of those as a problem. You know what I mean? What's the distinction? How do we make the distinction here? And then what's funny, leftists, if a mother's killed in certain states and she's pregnant, it's a double murder. I mean, look, folks, it is a child from the moment of conception. I know we don't recognize it that way, but now in New York, you can kill your child up until the moment of its birth, and left is looking, what's the big deal? Why are you fighting for this? So I just want to make a distinction. That's what the Covington boys are fighting for. That's what they, or I mean, it were more than just the boys, but maybe there weren't, I don't know. But anyway, that's what these kids were up there marching. It was a march for life, and we get this stupid, no, you know, because Native Americans trump any white guy. You guys know that, right? Native American trumps much, and I don't know where it is in the whole poker scheme. You know, I don't know where the full house, you know, where it's a flush, but it certainly trumps white guy, because white guy is just, you know, having five different cards in your hand. So that doesn't mean anything. It is the lowest hand of poker you can be dealt in the world, in life, if you are a white male, and particularly a white male conservative. So white male conservative, white male leftist, you know, and then you go up, white male woman, you know, etc. And I'd love to build that hierarchy because I think it would be fun to do. So these Covington kids get just raked over the coals over an Indian who's a Vietnam War hero. No, he wasn't. He's a Marine that served, not even with distinction, no honor, no nothing, a BS artist. And I'm not a real fan of this guy, but Jesse Waters on Fox said he's like a professional victim. You know, he loves being the center of attention as a victim. He's got Munchausen. He wants people noticing him. So he does what he does. The Covington boys get raked over the coals, including by their archdiocese. And I talked about this in Kentucky. The cardinal or whatever it was in Kentucky is a bishop. He's a bishop. He criticized these boys. The boys that are out there doing the church's work that the church can't do. Boys probably molested by people in his own parish or whatever they call it. I'm not a Catholic. And he's mad at them. Because they dare do nothing when this fraudulent Pocahontas Indian comes up, you know, and declares, you know, disrupts these young boys doing something positive in the world. And here's what's funny. These kids are doing something positive. Whether you like it or not, they're not up there twerking and trying to get girls pregnant and a bunch of other stuff. They're there to do something that they believe is a good thing, which is our rights as Americans. And the media, the leftist media, wants you to understand how bad they are. You would think it was the KKK that was marching up there, right? They had the MAGA hats on or whatever. It was the it's like a bunch of Nazis marching and all that. That's what we're dealing with. Anyway, this archdiocese, this Bishop of Covington, issued an apology for the diocesan statement that condemned the actions of some Covington Catholic high school boys. We apologize to anyone who has been offended in any way by either of our statements, which were made with goodwill based on the information we had. Yeah, the cops acted stupidly. Yeah, sounds like Obama to me. And he addressed this letter to the parents of the Covington students. And here's what he goes on to say. We should not have allowed ourselves to be bullied and pressured into making a statement prematurely. And we take full responsibility for that. So what is full responsibility for that? What is the full responsibility of the media in dealing with these young men who were doing nothing? These young men are not going around shooting up black neighborhoods. They're not dealing drugs. They're not sex trafficking. They're not raping and putting it on Facebook Live. They're not doing any of the crap that leftist kids do every day, day in and day out. The only thing these kids did is they lived up to their responsibility, their biblical responsibility, and said, we're going to go march for life. And by the way, a march for life is not just about protecting the children in the womb. A march for life is to bring attention that we all as human beings should respect one another's life, livelihoods, however you want to do it. And I'm preaching to conservatives as well. Because we have a tendency at times to judge and to go, oh, this lifestyle is this or that or the other. If you look at that lifestyle in the eyes of God, understanding that you sin and so do anybody else, the people on the left, they may be freaks. They may put, you know, tattoos all over their faces, put lumps in their head, wear earrings that make their earlobes the size of quarters, and do a host of other crazy stuff, but it's their prerogative. And we can't just look at them and go, oh, this is the way they are. So we can't be overly sanctimonious as well. But we're definitely going to hold the left to a standard that says you can't do that to us either. Because you know what? We still believe that we're right. And I know, oh, well, Kevin, you're trying to legislate. Well, you know, I'm legislate what? When I'm legislating the very thing that keeps you alive, that makes us all human beings, the fact that on the moment of conception, our parents knew, our mothers knew what they were doing, and they carried us to term and let us live our lives. There's nothing wrong with that. You can disagree, we can debate it, but there's nothing wrong with my side of that argument.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone is pleading not guilty in the D.C. federal court in the Mueller probe. Stone is accused of obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering, to which Republican Congressman Peter King tells Fox News, let's see some of that evidence.
I'm not certain how strong the evidence is. It may or may not be. I think we have to see it in the full context of his testimony as to whether or not these were honest mistakes, whether it was gossip he was carrying on in his emails. And listen, if he's guilty of perjury, he's guilty of it.
The Midwest and Great Lakes are preparing for frigid temperatures colder than many have ever experienced. The polar vortex is traveling into the region, bringing air temperatures that will range between 20 and 40 below zero on Wednesday. Wind chills will make it feel like almost 60 below zero. In Atlanta, home of the Super Bowl on Sunday, well, they're expecting 2 inches of snow, and they're telling folks to watch out for black ice. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about this diocese apologizing to the Covington Boys, the Kentucky Diocese of the Catholic Church, apologizing to the Covington Boys, this Covington Catholic Church school, because they jumped the gun. And I want to segue this into the humanitarian ideas around leftism. So these boys go to D.C., in order to protest for the life of the unborn. Nothing wrong with that. They're not anti-women. They have a point of view. And their point of view is legit, and it's shared by many people in this country and would be shared by a lot more if we had the balls to actually get out there and talk about these things in a reasonable way. But what cracked me up about the apology was a couple things, not cracked me up, but what I found interesting, I should say, about the apology is the diocese or the bishop apologizes, and he says, we apologize for those who have been offended in any way by our statements, which were made with goodwill based on the information we had. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Based on the information we had. Where did they get their information? I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. But it was probably through the media. So they get wrong information and they make their response. And get this, even making getting the wrong information, they jump to conclusions. They don't have another side of it. They jump to conclusions. See, this is the world that leftism has brought us. Black folks, they've trained us to do it. Well, everything's racist. Oh, Donald Trump did this. It's racist. Oh, it's racist. You know, people jump to conclusions. And nobody goes to correct the record. If Donald Trump is so racist, why did he address criminal justice reform? Probably, next to education, one of the top issues in the black community, he addresses it, and he addresses it to the satisfaction of Van Jones. Van Jones worked on this problem, I watched the interview, and he said, I got to tell you, the only way we got this done was through Donald Trump. Okay? You following? You tracking? So here's the information we had. I alluded to a minute ago the idea of Barack Obama saying, you know, well, it's obvious that the Cambridge police acted stupidly. And what did he have? He had the information that was given to him from the left. He didn't have any information that was reasonable and even if he had that, he should say, well, you know, on the surface, it appears that the Cambridge police may have acted stupidly. However, I have to wait until I understand the entirety of the issue. That's what reasonable people do. I want you to ask yourself, why are we not doing that? One other thing that he said, the diocese, and I want to get into this caravan here in a second. He says, we should not have allowed ourselves to be bullied and pressured. Who bullied and pressured them into making the statement prematurely? Did you? Did anybody on the conservative go, oh, let's call up and bully? Let me tell you something. Even when we believe that people have gotten it wrong, we don't bully. We may call and say, you know, Bill, on the surface, this thing really looks bad, but if it is this way, here's what we'd like you to do. But I'm telling you, as a rule, conservatives are not the people to bully. We're not the people to jump to conclusions. We're the people that go, this doesn't look good, but leftists don't do that. I'm bringing this up to you because I want you to take this as a lesson. Write this down. Write this down. I want you to take this as a lesson. By the way, you're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, and you can get these on podcast. These are lessons. This is like Ravi on Sunday. This lesson is available for you all the time, and it's available free. We need to put something at the end, like one of those church deals where they say, you've been listening to the Kevin Jackson Ministries. Please send your check to... Oh, let me give out the real address. You can send it, if you want to help us, you can send it to The Black Sphere or Kevin Jackson, P.O. Box 542, Higley, Arizona, 85236. We should be giving that out. But that should be at the end of every one of our messages. You've been listening to the religious stylings of Kevin Jackson. Oh, we're not. I don't. Here's the deal. Conservatism is a religion of sorts. It's a religion and an ideology. Okay. I don't think of it as a theology, except that it does remarkably mimic the teachings of the Bible without the scripture, right? Because I'm telling people, don't jump to conclusions. I think that, I don't know if that's in the Bible, I'm probably in Proverbs or Acts, but too many people just go, oh, this is the way it is. No, it may not be. That's why I tell you guys, when I formed this whole organization, I formed it and called it the Black Sphere, because I wanted you to be able to look at a problem from all different angles. If the Covington boys, for whatever reason, had taunted this Indian dude, I would be going, yeah, they shouldn't have taunted this guy. It doesn't matter what he did. They shouldn't have been all, ooh, they should have had more decorum. But here's the deal. These Covington boys did nothing. They're nice kids, as I said earlier. But here's why, what I wanted to segue into. Oh, by the way, so the church gets bullied. We don't know who bullied them. They got pressured. I want to know who's pressuring the church. Because last time I checked, the church was the one that sort of delivers the pressure. Here's the word. Now the pressure's on you to live up to the word of God. These guys are breaking their own rule. Oh, well, we succumb to the pressure. Hey, Catholic Church, let me just give you a little surprise that you might not realize. You succumb to the pressure for decades. You succumb to the pressure of secularism in practically everything that you are and represent. Democrats, you claim that you are, oh, we shall overcome, we're tolerant, we're this, that, and the other. You are none of those things. You hate religion. You attack it at every turn. And then you want to use the tenets of religion in order to get what you want. Like what's going on at the border. Kamala Harris makes her announcement and has 20,000 people, they say, at a rally in Oakland. And I'll get to that here in a little bit. But she makes a declaration, you know, that she's mistolerant, miss this, that, and the other. And what have they done? She's talking about babies being pulled apart at the border. She won't even give you 2 seconds of time on babies being pulled apart in the womb, babies being pulled apart or killed on a operating table once they've been born through partial birth abortion. She won't give you 2 seconds of time on that, but she'll talk about migrant families being separated because of stupid things that their parents do. So now we're told there's a new migrant horde coming to America. It started out as 2,000. Now they say it's as high as 12,000. Headed to Mexico's southern border. So Tijuana is about to get a whole new group of people. So here's what I'm reading. It says, Mexican officials in the city of Ciudad Hidalgo, which borders Guatemala, are establishing procedures to expedite the process in which to approve one-year humanitarian visas for members of the Central American migrant caravan who are arriving daily. The one-year humanitarian visas, promised by Mexico's new president, Obrador, is a newly adopted policy which allows migrants to legally work and travel during their stay in Mexico. The new policy of handing out humanitarian visas began on January 17th in response to the new caravan of primarily Honduran migrants who left their home country and headed towards the Mexican border on January 15th. Officials originally estimated the caravan to be about 2,000, but now they say it's swelled to over 12,000. So this is what's going on. Now, look, I'm not going to get into the discussion of are they coming over here, who's financing. It doesn't matter. But here's what I can tell you. Honduras is a crap hole, as Donald Trump referred to some of the countries around the world. And it indeed is one. And just think of it as if you can improve your lot in life in Mexico, things got to be pretty bad in Honduras. And that's not a slam on Mexico necessarily. It's the state of what it is. I had offices in Mexico City, Monterrey, and Guadalajara. And I can tell you, there are places in those cities that you just go, this is not inhabitable for people, but they live there. It's third world in much of the area. I will never forget the first time I flew into Mexico and I saw these tin roofs on post. And I mean, it looked like the way we raised hogs when I was a kid growing up on the farm, on a ranch. And I looked down there and said, man, that must be one enormous pig farm. You know, because it looked like the way we used to do our shelters for the pigs. And the closer I looked, as the plane got lower and lower and lower, I could see it was people. People lived in there. And I thought to myself, wow, the poverty that you got to be to live in there, it's just got to be crazy. You know, they didn't have walls. It was just a shanty town. It was like an area you occupied with just ten, and it was acres and acres. It was shocking. Anyway, I want to get back to this. The Democrats claim they care about these people. They care about what's going on in Mexico and Central America and, you know, all throughout Central America, Honduras, etc. And they don't. They don't care. This is all about votes, and it's all, quite frankly, it's backfiring on them too, which is good news. I'm happy to report. But this is what Kamala Harris is building her campaign.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to play you a clip, and it's Tom Brokaw. And I want to know if you catch what I hear in this clip. It's a bit of a test. Think of it as a pop quiz. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Tom Brokaw, you know, former news guy. I used to think, I thought Tom Brokaw was a solid guy, you know, just middle of the road, leftist. But what he says, I'm giving you hints. He says some things in this clip, you're going to hear it, and I want to know if you catch what I caught when I listened to it. KJRadio.com, I mentioned that, 844-551-8255. If you catch it, if you did catch it before I say it, I want you to call me and let me know that, Kevin, I was right on it. You know, or give me more insight. I'd love to hear more about it. But here's the clip. Tom Brokaw is on a news panel show, and he's talking about the Mexicans and Latinos or whatever, Central Americans, all coming into America and what it means. Okay, check this out.
And a lot of this we don't want to talk about, but the fact is, on the Republican side, a lot of people see the rise of an extraordinary important new constituency in American politics, Hispanics, who will come here and all be Democrats. Also, I hear when I push people a little harder, I don't know whether I want brown grandbabies. I mean, that's also a part of it. It's the intermarriage that is going on and the cultures that are conflicting with each other. I also happen to believe that the Hispanics should work harder at assimilation. That's one of the things I've been saying for a long time, you know, that they ought not to be just codified in their communities, but make sure that all of their kids are learning to speak English and that they feel comfortable in the communities, and that's going to take outreach on both sides, frankly.
All right. Did you catch it? What'd you get? Did you catch it? Okay. Yeah, so, well, there's a couple things. So let me get started on this. So that was Brokaw, and the first thing I would say is he told the truth. He said, Hispanics will all be Democrats. And he says, the fact is, on the Republican side, that's what they're concerned is these people will all be Democrats. Yeah. But the fact is, Republicans are not concerned about this because people who come into this country legally through the system and learn the system do not monolithically become Democrats. And I don't believe, look, there is no litmus test in coming into this country that says, are your politics, you know, Democrat or Republican? You make your politics based on how your life turns out, correct? But the Democrats want you to believe that these people are all going to become Democrats. When they come in illegally, they become Democrats because the Democrats use them and abuse them and cater to them and make them believe that the Democratic Party has got all their best wishes in mind, and they don't. Because if they had, they would have solved this problem years ago. Democrats love this underground economy that's happening with Hispanics. They love it. They don't act like they do. They love the drug dealing. They love the gang banging. They love it all. They love gang warfare. All that stuff fuels them. We talked about this. Much of that cartel money goes into politics. I know people don't believe this. I told a story about going to Chicago, black school in a 99.9% black area of Chicago on the south side. And it was a school run by a former, I think he was Army or Marine, but he was a sergeant major. And he turned this black school around, and the Board of Education of Chicago takes him out of this school, puts in another principal, takes these kids. 75% of these kids, were 100% were almost black. 75% of them, they take them out and they bus them to other schools and they bring in a bunch of Mexicans. A bunch of them. And they bus these Mexican kids into a predominantly black neighborhood, a predominantly black school. Now, if you're scratching your head going, Kevin, surely you're kidding on this. No. No. They take a school that had been turned around by a black military man. They get rid of him. They bring in another principal who knows the deal. They bus out the majority of the black kids, bring in the majority of Hispanic kids into a black neighborhood, a high crime area too, by the way. And people are going, what the heck's going on? You want to know what was going on? They increased the security, the police force, 400% around this school. It's a true story. People don't even know this is the case, but it's a true story. They increase. Think about it. It's already got high policing because it's in a horrible area. They add 400% more cops. If there were 5 cops in the area, now there were 20 cops in the area. And I'm telling you, we documented this story. So they increase them. You know who these kids were? Kids from the Mexican cartel. That was the way that the city of Chicago found that they could protect these kids by using the tax dollars of Chicago citizens to protect these Mexican cartel kids with police. That's what they did. And it was funny because in this predominantly black area of Chicago, there were all kinds of taquerios, you know, and taco joints and restaurants springing up. They didn't have any business. Not a lot. Not enough to sustain the business. So the theory, according to some of the sources in Chicago, is that's what they're using to launder the money through and to get it into the hands of these politicians. That's what was happening in Chicago. So when I hear these stories about, I just said earlier in the broadcast, that the Democrats may have taken money from the Mexican cartel in order to make this border situation seem bigger than what, you know, because there's no logical reason for Democrats to not want Donald Trump to build a wall and help these migrants stay home and, you know, keep America, as they want to believe, as Tom Brokaw wants you to believe, white. I'm going to get back to the Brokaw thing. So Brokaw says that Republicans don't want Hispanics because they vote Democrat. It's not the case. Hispanics, certainly those who live the American dream, I would tell you, if you take out the illegal vote of Hispanics, Hispanics are probably the closest demographic that votes 50-50. You don't get an advantage. There's no tilt. And honestly, I believe if you really did honest polling, you took out the illegal vote, Hispanics are more in line with conservatives and Republicans than they are with Democrats, particularly given their religious nature. So that fact is not a fact at all. But what I love is this other part. And this is the part that Tom Brokaw and other leftists, and I don't know if you guys got this, so here's the reveal, okay? He says,
when I push people real hard, I don't know if they say, I don't know if I want brown grandbabies.
Now, the reason why that comment struck me as funny is because, number one, there's hardly anybody in the country who gives a crap about brown grandbabies. Brown grandbabies are pretty. They have beautiful color. We are to the point now where I'm not speaking just completely monolithically, but America's over the race thing. Yeah, there's some holdouts, the 70, 80-year-old people, 90-year-old people that still see color and all that. For the most part, nobody cares. But the part of the statement that gets me is, who is Tom Brokaw hanging around? Tom Brokaw is a leftist. He's in circle. Tom Brokaw's not hanging out with us, is what I'm getting at. Tom Brokaw wasn't at the Breakers for the Horowitz event. He's not going to things where people that read Breitbart or the Daily Caller or Drudge or whatever hang out at. Tom Brokaw is hanging out in enclaves that are full of white leftists. And what he says is, when I push these people to tell me what the problem is, because he wants to make it appear as though it's Republicans who have a problem with this. He says, when I push them, they say, I don't know if I want brown grandbabies. The people that are saying that, I guarantee you, are the cocktail-sipping, weenie-eating crowds of the left that are telling Brokaw this, and he's trying to make it appear as if it's the Republicans who have an issue with it. Now, I'm not telling you that there aren't Republicans who don't have an issue with this stuff. There are some knuckle-draggers on our side, too. But what I'm telling you is, Brokaw is hanging around the bourgeois whites, and these are people who are telling him, we're racist. We don't want... what Brokaw wants you to believe is that the white folks have no problem with the browning of America. I'm talking about white leftists. The elitist white leftists. I'll just put it out there. I'm going to tell you the truth. I always do. The elitist white leftists, they don't want anything to do with the brown people coming from Central America. Nothing. The only ones they tolerate are the ones that are filthy, stinking rich. They'll tolerate Carlos Slim, richest man in Mexico. But they don't want anything to do with that dude who's picking vegetables, sneaking over to come to California or Texas or somewhere to work. They want nothing to do with it. Maybe the lawn boy or something like that. I got to leave it there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.